Now, there was a large fire in the Dublin Docklands overnight. It's been brought under control, but the Red Lewis line, that's still suspended, but only from Connolly Station to the Point. Otherwise, we understand it's operating normally. Our reporter, Aaron McElroy, is at the scene. Aaron, good morning. Will you explain to us where this fire was and what happened? What's known about what happened?
Yes, Mary. So Gardaí have a cordon up around the George's Dock Bridge, which the Lewis crosses over. That's the cordon is from the Connolly Station junction on George's Dock to just after the bridge near the George's Dock Lewis stop. Dublin Fire Brigade remain at the scene this morning, and fire hoses are spraying close to a sprinkler-like action, dampening the dry George's Dock Basin, but the fire was brought under control last night. It's understood that it was service ducts full of cables which had caught fire underneath that Lewis Bridge. And there's still a slight burning smell lingering in the air, and there's visible damage to that bridge which Lewis passes over. Moments ago, I spoke to Greg O'Dwyer. He's the Assistant Chief Fire Officer at Dublin Fire Brigade for the latest this morning.
We're down to a one pump relief. We've one fire appliance here, one crew, just damping down and making sure there's no reignition or whatever. Last night when we originally arrived, the call came in roughly at 18:10, and it was a gas line on fire underneath the bridge here, underneath the Lewis Bridge, outside the Harbour Master Bar. And it appeared all of the service ducts that carry all the electrical cables and network cables and so on, literally a huge amount of cables underneath the bridge, were all on fire with the gas main.
And is there anything more known about the cause of the fire?
No, unfortunately not. It's just, you know, I'm not sure whether a fire was lit underneath the bridge or whether it was the cables that compromised the gas line. But when the gas line went on fire, we have to just boundary cool everything else, try and protect the bridge, try and protect the buildings beside it, and try and tackle the fire, the electrical fire in all of the ducts, which was problematic because the fire could spread through the ducts. But we cannot put out the gas fire until onboard gas actually switch off the gas itself. Otherwise it would be too dangerous because you would have gas, you know, unburnt gas escaping and, you know, filling all cavities and underground passages and so on.
And the Garda tape is still up. Fire Brigade and Gardaí still at the scene. What happens for the rest of the day now, or when do you expect the scene to be cleared?
Well, it'll be examined by, obviously we're handing over to the Garda and Garda Síochána Conor now. The road, the bridge and the road will be out of balance. The bridge was compromised last night. It has kind of, it's a steel construction bridge. It has returned to its original shape almost, but it will have to be examined by a team of engineers from between Dublin City Council and TII will examine it and make the decision as to what kind of repair works have to be carried out on it and when the Lewis can return.
That's Assistant Chief Fire Officer Greg O'Dwyer talking there to Aaron. And Aaron, thankfully, no injuries arising out of this fire. How are commuters affected now this morning?
So, as you said, the Lewis Red Line service, it's running from Talisagart to the Connolly stop only, and there's no Lewis's passing from Connolly onto the Point Lewis stop. And with the cordon, it's not just the Lewis that can't cross the bridge, but no one is being allowed over it. You can see whenever the Lewis arrives at Connolly, there's a swarm of people coming to take their commute to work, and pedestrians are being directed they can still walk around the George's Dock Basin on the River Liffey side behind IFSC House to access Connolly Station in Bosaris. And it's understood that the change to the service of this Lewis will last until Transdev Lewis operator receives information, as Greg said, in relation to the fire damage in the area and clearance. And then once the cordon is lifted, Lewis infrastructure will be inspected, including the overhead power lines.
All right, Aaron, thank you very much. Aaron McElroy reporting there from George's Dock. It is 29 minutes to 8.